stoves and furnaces and other type of heating equipment have you had in your houses?
Well, I've always had gas. Do you mean the name brand or the type?
The type. I've
always had gas except one. I had oil in one.
Which one?
Powers Ferry.
Oil. Oh, I remember.
Had oil furnace and electric heat.
What about when you were growing up?
Had coal furnaces.
Always?
Yeah. Well, not always. When I was in high school, we moved into a neighborhood that had gas, or else gas had become popular by then. We had, let me see. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had gas when I was in high school.
Would you have a radiator, or would that be with steam?
No, we still had the floor vans.
Do you have a stove?
Maybe that a long time ago, I don't really remember, but a long time ago, back in the late 20s and early 30s, we've undoubtedly had radiators. But then, I'm sure in 1935, we had vents that blew hot air out that came from a coal furnace. I really don't remember when I was in high school whether we just had an automatic coal furnace, which was called a stoker, or whether we had gas, but I know we didn't have to shovel the coal in it. If we had a stoker, it meant that when you ordered the coal, they put it in a metal box, and there was a connection between it and the furnace, and whenever the furnace ran down low, the connection turned on and brought some more coal into it.
How would they do the gas? I mean, it was just always connected.
Just like we got here.
What do you have a term for that type of house where there are three or more rooms arranged in a line, and when all the doors are open, you can look from the front and see out the back?
Well, I've heard they call them shotgun houses.
What about a house where two separate rooms are connected by a roof? It covers an open area between the rooms. You ever, I guess, similar to a shotgun, but it's just there's room on each side, and then an open area between. I don't know if they would feel really.
Well, if it's a big house, see there. I don't know whether you're talking about poor housing or expensive housing.
I think poor housing.
Well, I don't know.
That dog trot house, have you ever heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that.
What about a house that has a long entrance hall that's set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room? You'd walk in and you'd have a long hall, and then you would
turn. I'm not
familiar
with that at all.
Like Flying L?
Never
hall
heard
and parlor
of
house.
Never heard of that.
What about any other, what would be like the small houses of a very distinctive, particular design would be called?
Small houses.
Like shotgun or.
You mean shanties?
Yeah, but maybe of a higher level, better home. Are they classified as any other type?
Well, they used to call some of them mill houses because the cotton mills would build their own houses and put the employees in them and deduct the rent from the paycheck so the employee never got his hands on the money.
Were they built in a particular way?
Yeah, they were all built just alike in rows.
Oh,
they were better than shanties.
Would it be over there off a boulevard and around that cotton?
No. Well, yeah, over there. Yeah, over there. And out off of Marietta Street. There's some.
And all these houses were built together.